USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reversing course now says he will allow Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib to enter the West Bank on humanitarian grounds. Tlaib is a Palestinian-American member of Congress with family living in the West Bank, the move coming less than 24 hours after Netanyahu had announced that the Michigan Democrat and Representative Omar of Minnesota would not be allowed to visit Israel this Sunday as planned. At a campaign rally last night, President Trump defends his new immigration rule, which would limit the immigration process for immigrants who are on public benefits like food stamps or housing vouchers.
And we should reduce our taxes and many other things with all of that money that we're talking about.
And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is Truck Oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family lucky to have survived a fiery plane crash in East Tennessee late yesterday. The Elizabethton fire chief says that plane burst into flames almost immediately after it ran off the end of the runway.
I think it was burning when they got off of it, yes. According to some witness statements, just after it hit the ground, it started burning.
There were others on the plane as well. All got off of it safely. Hundreds of people expected today at the funeral of an El Paso shooting victim they didn't even know. 63-year-old Margie Record's husband's story went viral when he invited the public to her funeral because he doesn't have any family in Texas. Thousands of people remembering Elvis Presley. They flocked to Graceland last night for the annual candlelight vigil on the eve of the King of Rock and Roll's death. Elvis died at Graceland 42 years ago today, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul continues to recover from surgery to remove part of his lung, the result of being punched in the ribs by a neighbor back in 2017. Now he's speaking out about the hate being directed his way.
2 years after a neighbor attacked him in the yard of his Kentucky home, Senator Rand Paul is still dealing with serious injuries stemming from 6 broken ribs. 2 weeks ago, he had a surgery to remove part of a damaged lung. The Kentucky Republican joins Fox and Friends and says he can't believe some of the nastiness coming his way on social media.
One of the disturbing things, though, is to see that there's still so much hatred out there. We announced that I was having surgery, and thousands of people on Twitter are swarming to wish me that I'd either died or that someone would assault me again. And it's like, I'm perplexed. This is somehow supposed to be a right-wing phenomenon, but I see thousands of people on Twitter, this left-wing mob, wishing that I were dead. And I'm like, who are these people?
I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to the economy, Americans spending more at retail stores and restaurants in July.
In recent days, investors have become spooked about the possibility of a coming recession, but during the course of July, consumers did not seem to have any reduced confidence as retail sales rose a healthy 0.7% last month after a 0.3% gain in June, according to the Commerce Department. Its report shows online retailers, grocery stores, clothing retailers, and electronics and appliance stores all reported strong gains. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.